Alison, have you got anything in your bag that might be useful for me? Wool? No, not really. Not unless you've got time to knit something. Oh, that looks more exciting. Ah, what's in there then? Okay. What have you got in there then? Oh, lovely. you can't, it's solid. This is Alison's. It's solid gold. Solid gold, that is. Well, maybe not. That's not real. Oh, this one. All right. Now, this one is real. What was the second gift, Theo? Frankincense. Right. Oh, this one. Right. This one is myrrh. Thank you, Alison. Oh, I'll have the bag as well. Thank you very much. The myrrh isn't real. I did have to improvise there. So these are the three gifts and that the wise men are brought to the baby Jesus. So if we had a new baby in church, what gifts would we bring? What would you bring if you had a new baby? Go on then, tell me one thing.
A rattle.
A rattle, okay. A baby rattle. What else might we bring if we had a new baby? Go on, Oliver. Duplo. Wow. Maybe, yeah. A very forward-thinking baby. Blanket, yeah, blanket's very nice. Ruby cute. A little hat, maybe, if it's a winter baby, to keep them warm. Some clothes and, you know, it's a bit like when poor Natasha had to go to Cornwall from here, remember? But nobody offered gold, frankincense or myrrh. They weren't ideas that anyone offered. So I thought we'd have a look at why the wise men, underlined, brought these strange gifts. Can you go back to the wise men picture, John, please? Thank you. Lovely. So Matthew tells us in verse 2 that the wise men knew who this baby was. This baby was so important that they left their home and they travelled a long way to find him. And we know that God provided them with a sign, because we've got it here, the star. The star pointed the way, so they knew where to go. They also knew who this baby was going to be. They knew that this baby was going to be the king of the Jews, the king promised by God through his prophets. They had come to worship this new king. So that's why they went to see Herod, because that's where kings are born, in palaces. They did not expect to find this star and this baby in a stable, but we know that's where they found him. If you read this in your commentary Bible, or if you have a Bible app, you'll find that this passage from Matthew has an awful lot of little quote signs, symbols that show you that what Matthew is telling you is written somewhere else. And if you're really clever, it will tell you where it is. So God's people had been told for a long time that this baby was coming. So the wise men knew for a long time. The wise men knew that this had been written about for a long time. So let's have a look at the gifts one at a time. So I'm going to have a look at the gold first. Sadly, this is not real gold. Okay, it is just some lovely gold paper around a box. But it's my gold paper. So that's gold. So gold has always been highly valued. If somebody brought you something of gold, a ring or a necklace, you'd be really delighted. You'd treasure it. And these are some of the things on the slide behind me that are appropriate, that get made from gold. It's easy to see why they chose to bring gold. It's easy to see why it is a gift for Jesus. Throughout history, gold has always been given to royalty. Things have been made from it, like crowns or cups or jewellery. And in Tudor times, it was even woven into cloth to get a cloth of gold. So the gold that the wise men bring, acknowledges Jesus as the king. It's the royalty that the gold represents. A king who was predicted long ago to come to the Jewish nation. So the second gift is frankincense. And Theo's right, it does look like little gold, like little bits of Rice Krispies. And we are going to light some a bit later. Put that slide away, please. Thank you. Back the other way. You're giving them all my answers. Thank you. Lovely. Does anybody know where you get frankincense from? Does anyone know? So it's a little rock. It looks like a little rock. So where might you get a little rock? Go on then. In the soil. You would, wouldn't you? That would be obvious. Does anyone know where it comes from, frankincense? It's not a rock. It doesn't come out. Does nobody know? It's a resin from a tree. I've got another bag of Haribos in Simon's pocket. You can have them. So he doesn't need them. Yeah, it's a resin from a tree. And does anyone know where it comes from? That's a bit harder. Now you can put the map up. So it comes from places like, or originally it came from places like Oman, Yemen, Somalia and Ethiopia. All places in the east. So like the wise men, frankincense comes from the east. It's a very expensive gift. This sap from the tree is only found in certain trees. So like the wise men, to get this to Israel, it had to travel a long way, perhaps over 1,000 miles. So frankincense is used in two ways. So after they take, it grows on the tree like a nugget. Which I guess is why it looks a bit like a rock. And it was burnt in the temple during prayers as a way of picturing our prayers moving to God, a delicate, beautiful fragrance. And the second way it was used is it was mixed with oil and it was used by the priests when they were in the temple giving thanks and praise for all God's people and to be blessed with. So in presenting this gift to Jesus, the wise men were pointing to Christ as the high priest, the one whose whole life was acceptable and pleasing to his Father. Later, in Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 15, Paul uses it like this. He described Jesus' followers as a fragrant offering. And he said, "For we are to God the pleasing offering of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." So we now come to the third one. All right. So this is myrrh. Dyslexic's nightmare, this word, myrrh. So you probably can't see that very clearly, but put the map back up, John. There's not a map on that one. So I have to tell you, this is actually cold tea because we didn't have any myrrh. But it does look quite like it when it's in oil. So like frankincense, they do put it in oil. So myrrh is also a sap from a tree. But unlike frankincense, where it comes on the outside like a little nodule, this one they have to tap, a bit like maple syrup or rubber. So a little bit more like that. And it comes from very, very similar places. So the same map that applied to frankincense also applies to myrrh. So it comes from Somalia, Oman, Yemen, Eritrea and Ethiopia, and today parts of Saudi Arabia. So again, it's something very precious that comes from the east. Can you put the myrrh one up, John? Lovely, thank you. And that's the kind of tree it comes from, this kind of horrible, spiny, looking rather sad tree. So when we look at myrrh, it is a bit of a strange gift to bring to a newborn baby because it's used for embalming, a process used in ancient times on those that had recently died. Myrrh points towards Jesus' death, which we know was on a cross for our sins. But myrrh also has a second use, and that is for healing. It can be used in the form, when it's mixed up with oil, to put on wounds to protect them from infection, to calm down tissue inflammation, and it can prevent blood loss. Each of the gifts point to Jesus. Each is a connection to who Jesus is and why he came on earth as a baby. So gold, the first one, because he is the king, the royalty. He is the king of life. The frankincense, because he is the high priest, whose whole life was pleasing to God. Myrrh, because he gave his life so that we should experience eternal life with him in heaven. And we can have healing here on earth, not just a physical healing, but within our mind and spirit. So, John, would you mind putting up the pointer slide for me? So I'd just like to end by just thinking of three things. So, am I pointing to Jesus? What am I bringing to Jesus that I value? And do I need a healing today? Any kind of healing. At the end of the service, we're going to have a prayer ministry, as usual, over in the corner with Nigel and Karen. So if there is something that you would like prayer for today, please don't go home without going and have that prayer. But we're going to have prayer together now. So I'm going to ask Lizzie and Joni to come in because they're going to be leading prayers. And we're going to do today is we're going to burn a little of this frankincense, which Natasha left me. And I want you to use it as a way of thinking about our prayers rising to God as a picture, as one of those ways. So can you pop it down for me and I'll... Lovely, thank you. I'm not going to burn it for very long, so it's quite smelly. What?
Loving Jesus, we are not wise like those who came to your stable. We do not have gold or expensive gifts. We have not seen a star or met with a king.
But Lord Jesus, we bring you the best of all we have, and we ask that you will bless us, encourage us, and help us to be your people in your world today, to your glory. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust.
We pray for those who have been victims of an abuse of power.
May they be overwhelmed with the joy of your peace.
We pray for those struggling to find their place in the world.
May they be overwhelmed with the joy of your acceptance.
We pray for those struggling with loneliness and isolation.
May they be overwhelmed with the joy of your presence.
We pray for those trying to begin again after making mistakes.
May they be overwhelmed with the joy of your transformation.
We pray for one another as we seek to serve and support our communities.
May we all be overwhelmed with the joy of your guiding love. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust.
Thank you, Lizzie and Joni. Thank you very much.